Glory,
you have conquered all.
To the one who
you have given us
forever.
Yes, God, Jesus, we magnify your name.
Blessed be the praise to the Lamb of God forever.
We return all glory. We return all honor, all praise, all adoration to you. That we are alive and living today is all because of you. Take all the glory, take all the honor. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Have your seat. When did we wish ourselves Happy New Year? It was like yesterday. 6 months gone already. When things are tough, the days are slow. When things are great, the days are fast. And we thank God for his mercies that we enjoy. Some call it little mercies. I don't believe in little mercies. His mercies are great, abundant, and wonderful. And we thank him for it. Heavenly Father, from the bottom of our hearts, we say you have done more than we expect. Even if you don't do anything again this year, you have exceeded our expectation. We bless you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Luke 14 from verse 16 to 24. Luke 13. But he said to them, a man gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who have been invited, come, for everything is now ready. And they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please, have me excuse. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to examine them. Please, have me excuse. And another said, I have married a wife. Very good excuse. Please, pastor, I am on honeymoon. Have me excuse. Can we look at the excuses? Most excuses in the sight of God is a mark of a man's stupidity. Number one, what is a banquet? A banquet is a dinner. Banquet are held in the evening. So let's look at the first excuse. I have bought a piece of land. I must go to see it. Is there anybody here, when you bought your land and you needed to inspect it, you went to inspect the land at night? Anybody here? It is nighttime in darkness that you go to inspect the land to see if it has a valley or a gully or a mountain. Anybody here? Heaven looks down at many excuses we give in the kingdom, and they see our stupidity and foolishness. Second excuse. I have bought 5 yokes of oxen. Let me go and test them. Test. Yoke of oxen, like tractor. Tractor with harrowers. That you use to plow. Tractor with plows that you use to plow the land. Is there anybody that tests farming instrument at night? I have just bought a car. I have just done that. Most excuses are stupid. The third excuse, the one I love most. I have just married a wife. You know, when people marry, they go on leave.
And it's scriptural. The Bible says 1 year, allow them enjoy themselves. If you have just married and there's a banquet or a party somewhere, is it an excuse? Is it not a banquet that you are supposed to take your newly married Iyawo to? The banquet was the most likely place and most favorable place for the newly married people to go to. Let them go and dance and enjoy themselves. But the excuse is, I'm married. Listen to me. When you pursue earthly pleasure at the expense of the things of God, in the long run, you will tend to suffer for it. No excuse is tenable in the things of God. And most of the time, heaven looks at our excuses and laughs at us. Please, I beg you, don't make light the invitation of God. They went to farm. They went for their businesses. They treated the servant spitefully. In case the Lord send you out, as the Lord is sending us out, to go invite people into the house, to bring people for the guest Sunday, to preach the gospel to people. In case you go out and people make excuses, know that excuses are normal things that human beings do. Normal. Don't let excuses discourage you. People will always give excuses. Never give up invitation because of excuses. Simply extend the invitation to other people. For one non-receptive person, there are tens, hundreds, waiting, willing, available, receptive people. Stop wasting time on unripe fruits. I don't know if you went to mango bushes. When we were growing up, we were masters of climbing mango trees and doing different kind of things. Unripe one, we don't waste time on it. Stop wasting time on souls that are not ready for the kingdom. For everyone that say no, there are tens that are saying yes. Turn, move toward us. That is what the Lord wants us to do. And that's why he told them, go to the edges. I have sent it to the people. They have said no. Now, go to the other places. Go to the edges. Go to the highway. Go to the streets. Go to the lane. The Lord is asking us to invite all kind and every kind of people for the banquet. It's now ready. The food has been served. The people invited has not come. What do? You look around. The people you did not invite, you call all of them. This food must not spoil. I beg, make una come. Make una come. Make una come. Make una come. Eat. And it becomes an impromptu party. And most impromptu parties are fantastic and sweet. You will see very good special dancers that will join you. Most of the people you invite, they are dancing step. But when you throw it open, you will see the party is sweeter after the people you put your heart on disappoint you. Go everywhere and bring them in. I need you to know that the Bible mentions some set of people and asked zealous to bring them into the kingdom. He mentioned the poor, the crippled, the blind, and so on and so forth. So the Lord is asking of the poor. They are the people without God and without hope in the world. The poor is not poor by pocket and the standard of money. There are people that have no hope. There are people that are neglected. There are people that are needy of one thing or the other. It might be a wealthy man in need of healing. He's a poor man in times of health. The Lord asks us to go bring the poor. He asks us to go bring the crippled. The crippled are people that have been disabled and rendered inefficient and ineffective by the devil and by the system of the world. Crippled. Destiny crippled. Their life crippled. Their house crippled. The devil has dealt with them. Bring them. There is a banquet for them. The blind. Those who the world has blinded them to the gospel of Christ. Blinded them to opportunities all around. Blinded them to good news all around. All what they see is negative. They have no vision. They have no hope for the future. They can't see far. They are short-sighted. The kingdom of God and life is bigger and wider than their thoughts. They're blind. They are local champions. In the land of the blind, a wine-eyed man is a king. The Lord is asking us to go out for the unchurched, for the unconcerned, for the uncommitted, for the uninterested, for the unbelieving, for the de-churched, for people that are hurt, people going through transition. And you know there are different transitions. Transition from single to married. The person just got married. The person just have challenges in marriage. The person just lost a loved one. Going through transition, negative transition. The person is new in the area. He has just come. The person has a child that has addiction and the house is troubled. He said, bring them in. Invite them in. They don't look like you. They don't dress like you. They don't speak like you. But once you bring them in, give them 3 months, give them 6 months of the word of God, hitting them, they change immediately. The Bible says, so were you in those days also. So were you. That's why it is good to always look at your old pictures. It will humble you. Ah, I know they take pictures, but there are some pictures that I see. If you see my back, the thing they sweep all the streets. I just look at it and say, ah. So I was like this. There's a friend of mine that is in UK, very wicked lady like this. Like every quarter, when he wants to laugh at us, he will just post one old picture. You will see my booba, very big like this, almost pretty girl. I wish I can send somebody to her to snatch her laptop and delete the picture. So were you in the past, but the Lord has delivered you now. And the Lord wants us to go back to all that don't have it, all that are not in the faith, and bring them to the kingdom. Let's check verse 23 and see what the Lord asks us to do. Verse 23. Verse 23, sir. And the master said to the servant, go out to the highway and hedges and compel people to come. Can I hear the church say compel? Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. What's the difference between invite and compel? Compel has a touch of force. The Greek word interpreted compel is anakazo. Anakazo. Force. Drive. Or gently invite. By force. By threat. By constraint. Like Malcolm X would say, by all means possible. So when he said compel them to come in, he's saying, compel them to coming with the violence of love and the force of God's word. If you want to know the meaning of compel, ask a woman. I've seen many women needy things and they use different styles, different ways, different activity to compel to make it happen. That is why if they tell you you are the head of a family, always remember there is a neck that is compelling the head. by every force possible. Let them come in. Please, I beg you in the name of the Lord. In times like this, don't be selfish. Invite people to Christ. Bring people to church. People don't come because they are not invited. People are waiting for your invitation. People are open to your invitation. Especially if it is by somebody they know. People are waiting for your invitation. And the Lord said, so that my house will be filled. So that my house will be filled. The Bible says, Jerusalem shall be built like a city without walls. Like a city without walls. And God wants His church, every church on earth, every church building on earth to be filled, to be flowing, breaking the sins, setting our standards record. His heart is that we should compel people in by invitation. We invite people to what we believe in. You are not inviting people to Christ. You don't believe in Him. See, why is it easy to talk music, to discuss movies, to discuss football, than to discuss the gospel? Sometimes I sit down and I say, do people really believe that the gospel is good news? I was thinking about it yesterday again, and I remembered that nowadays, entertainment is what sells, and bad news sells, and nobody speaks about the good news. But we are the custodians of the good news of the kingdom, and we should not allow bad news to prevail upon the land. There is hope. And that hope is Christ. Anything for the resolution of conflict and problems in this country that is outside Christ will fail. It will fail. Jesus is the good news. And we have to bring the good news to everybody. We invite people to what we believe in. We invite people to what we are passionate about. We invite people to what we care about. We invite people to what we enjoy. We invite people to what has impacted us. We invite people to what makes a difference in our life. But I know that most people are very selfish. And when they have goodies, good news, a whoop, they don't tell anybody. They enjoy it alone. And it has affected all of them. There are many people that know about somebody, a land being sold somewhere that is cheap. They go, they buy one, buy two, buy three. You don't have money to buy 100. After buying three, maybe you will tell other people, say, land there, or if you're interested, what they will do? They will do fame. One of those happened to me years ago. The team banned me. They were selling F01. I think F01 at that time didn't have money to buy. But when we got to know, we started calling each other and say, there's land, F01, this. Then we discover one of us, acquaintance or friend, has known about it for the past 1 year. He has bought like three. He never told any of us. When we heard, we started running. We don't have money, but can you buy? If you progress, does it affect me? Why do you people hold information that will transform other people's life? And after you have owned three lands, they will not bury you in the tree. Now one, what is your problem? Good news. Are meant to be shared. Can I take three scriptures? God invited people. Isaiah 1:18-19. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. In Matthew 11, I think from verse 20, they say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The Lord is always inviting people. So God invited in Isaiah 1, 18 to 19. Jesus invited in Matthew 11, 28 to 30. The Holy Spirit invited in Revelation 22, 7. Revelation 22, 17. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, come, come. The Trinity understands the power of invitation. And they are always asking us to come. Can we look at the disciples? John 1, 40 to 42. John 1, 42. One of the two who heard John speak and follow Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which means Christ. Look at verse 42. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, so you are Simon the son of Jonah, John. You shall be called Cephas, meaning Peter. If Andrew did not bring Peter to Jesus, where would Peter have been today? Nathaniel, Philip also brought Nathaniel. John 4, 28 to 30. John 4, 28 to 30. So the woman left her water jar and went away into the town and said to the people, come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? Verse 30. They went out of the town and were coming to him. Her name was written in gold. Will your name be written in gold in heaven by virtue of the people you invite to the kingdom? God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the disciples believe in the power of invitation. You should. Also, I beg you, don't underestimate the power of a simple invitation. It looks simple, but it's powerful. Don't underestimate that. Remember this always. Invitations make us feel special. Invitations make us feel we belong. Invitations make us feel wanted. Invitations make us feel accepted. Invitation makes us feel appreciated. Invitations always lead to great things. They lead to salvation and deliverances. Invitations lead to transformations. Invitations lead to solutions. Invitations lead to divine and destiny encounters. Invitations lead to church and kingdom growth. Let's take two more scriptures. Isaiah 2, 1 to 3. The word of Isaiah, the son of Amos, that he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, it shall come to pass in the latter days, that the mountain of the Lord, of the house of the Lord, shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Let's look at verse 3 together. And many people shall come and say, come. Now, few people are there saying, come. The mountain of the Lord's house is lifted, and many people shall come and say, come. And the word of God to you today is for you to go out and say, come. John 1, 46. John 1, 46. John 1, 46. And Nathanael said to him, saying to Philip, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Can any good thing come out of Dusel? Can anything good thing come out of your family?
Can the whole church read the continuation? And Philip said, come and... Can I read? Can we read it again from the beginning? The whole church, let's go. Nathanael said to him, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, for today, your name is Philip. As you go out, your name is Philip. And the word of God in your mouth is come and see. What do you do? Go make a list. What is our action? Make a list. Friends, relatives, associates, neighbors, customers, enemies, vendors. Make a long list of people you will want to invite. Make friends and acquaintances. Remove this for now. I'll get back to it. What do we do from here? We make a list of all those that God has laid on our hearts to invite. Whether we like them or not, we are in good terms with them or not. Make a list of your customers. Place invite cards and flyers in your shop. Put invite cards in envelopes. And specially invite them. Pray for them. Pray for opportunities. Pray for directions. Pray that the Lord will give them willing hearts. Pray breaking every stony heart. Pray that their hearts will be receptive. Pray that the word of God will bear fruit. Pray that your invite card and flyers will make impacts. Pray that every veil upon everybody's eyes will be removed. Pray for your opportunity to share stories of great and mighty things that Christ is doing in your life. Then you look for opportunities. Share your story. Share your testimonies. Invite the people. Remind them. Call them. Charge them. Remember, the word is compel. Pick them up and bring them to church. During the program, be a greeter, even if you are not part of the greeters. And what do I mean? So in the church, everybody you see, you greet them. So July is World Greeters Day. Greeters Month. Smile. Greet people. Many of you in church, the person you are seated near now, you don't know his name. You don't know what he does. You don't know where he works. You remember one of our dear sisters that was denied promotion in the office? Prayed. We have prayed in church. We have done everything. And one day, why the file has gone missing, went looking for the file. And in the office where he was looking for the file, where they said the file has gone missing, he met a person that they belong to the same group in church. She doesn't know the name of the person. She doesn't know where the person works. But God led her to the office. It was that person that looked for the file, treated the file, did everything, and she was promoted. They were beside each other in church. They meet every Saturday. But she did not know. And because she did not know, she suffered long. Long suffering. It's time to sacrifice. It's time to be involved. It's time to give our best to the Master. Father, I hear that prayer. I receive boldness. I receive boldness. this time around, I receive the grace to be involved.
Count me worthy of this assignment.
Lord, on this, you can count on me. You can count on me.
Lift your hands to him. Pledge a new allegiance to him.
Lift your right hand.
I receive your help. I receive your boldness. I pledge allegiance. I will do everything within my power. As long as it depends on me. As long as you make your grace available. As long as you make the opportunity available. As long as it depends on me. You will not find me wanting. We thank you. Let there be a release of fresh grace. Let there be a release of fresh grace. Upon everyone in the house. We magnify you. We glorify your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.